All right, welcome back. Who's talking? We have had Ahmad Hawkins stay with us through the break. And Ahmad, I think Frank has maybe a quarterback question for you here.
Ahmad, clearly this season has been the year of the rotation or carousel of quarterbacks. Assuming the coaches continue with this dreadful idea on Saturday at 12 noon in Blacksburg.
Frank has no opinion about it, by the way.
Aaron Brooks, Charles McDaniel, and Frank Quayle all agree with me that this was a bad idea. And I'm going to stick with those three guys through thick and thin. All right, so they're going to rotate these quarterbacks. What do you think of that, and how will these quarterbacks, in theory, break down the Virginia Tech crazy defense?
Well, you know, it's just been unfortunate because, you know, you get a talent like Phillip Sims transferring from Alabama with all the hype and fanfare, and you have your quarterback that led you to a great bowl game in the Peach Bowl, which is Michael Rocco, and he begins to struggle, and you start to hear grumblings from the fans, and of course everybody wants to see your new toy on the sideline, and they think that he's the better guy because Rocco's had his struggles, and, you know, it's just unfortunate. You know, they kind of put Phillip in there. He wasn't prepared yet. He was like an incoming freshman. This kid still doesn't know this complex playbook that Coach Lazor has. It's a pro style. You have to know hot reads. You have to make checks at the line of scrimmage. You have to make checks for your line protection. So it was asking him to do a lot. And I felt like Mike London felt like he had his hand was forced to play Phillip Sims. And sometimes the quarterback position is very sensitive, and as a head coach, I can only imagine the pressure of putting that new toy in the game. With that being said, you know, it worked for two games with them rotating. Both of those guys have their little dry spells in the game where you have a lot of three and outs and a lot of inconsistencies. I feel like Rocco is the better quarterback, but I feel like Phillip Sims is the better talent, if that makes sense. I feel like we have a better chance with Rocco as the quarterback because he can do more with the offense. The playbook is more wide open. But with that being said, Phillip Sims has that dynamic arm that won't allow defenses to crowd the line of scrimmage and blitz us because he can get the ball down the field quicker because of his arm strength. But Rocco has better anticipation. He can read defenses better. I think he's a better decision maker, and he's more accurate. So that's you know, they're like 2-1. You know, you try to play both of them, you get the ultimate quarterback. But I feel like Rocco's a better quarterback right now, and as they get into spring training and they have summer camp, then you really can get a better read on Phillip Sims than here at the University of Virginia.
Yeah, we're visiting with Ahmad Hawkins. Ahmad, we got maybe a minute and a half before we have a hard break at the top of the hour. Keys to the game on Saturday. What do the Cavs have to do to win the football game?
They have to win the battle of special teams because we're playing Virginia Tech. Frank Beamer always has those guys sound as special teams. That's been one of our weaker areas because our kids don't realize how to stay in their lanes on kick coverage and really get off blocks and find the ball carrier. The second thing is, of course, turnover margin. Anytime you play against Virginia Tech, you want to win a turnover margin. And the third thing is play four sound quarters of football. We always have one quarter where we don't do anything offensively or defensively. So, to me, those are the three keys, and I think if they could be sound on those three keys, then they can win at Blacksburg, which is a very tall task because Virginia Tech they rarely lose at home. And we haven't beaten them since 1998 in Blacksburg. So that speaks volumes right there.
Ahmad, you brought up a good point. Do you think you were talking about playing four quarters of football? Do you think Virginia, and this you got to answer quickly, do you think Virginia has to score first in this game for Virginia to win?
Yes, we have to score first just to set the tone and the momentum. We don't score points quickly. We are a young team, so guys, we're going to get into that funk of here we go again. Now we have to play from behind. So if we don't put points up on the board first,
all right,
it's going to be a long day for us.
Ahmad, we got to go. Thank you for being our guest tonight. We'll catch you on the other side. Thank you.